Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Who Are the Lost?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go, rather, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, make this proclamation, The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And thus is our gospel for today. Jesus' clear message in today's gospel for the 12, don't go to pagan communities or to the contentious Samaritans. Rather, go to those in your own midst who are lost and who all proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I wonder what Jesus would say if one of the 12 questioned him further. Jesus, who are the lost in our midst? And how do we proclaim the kingdom? Today, we might ask the same questions. I would like to share my own experience here. The Franciscan congregation to which I belong is beginning the painful process of what we call fulfillment. We have had no new members for a very long time, so that now our median age is 83. And we celebrate several funerals of our sisters each month. Many of our sisters have had to make huge adjustments as they move into care. Some have different political views than me. Some are cynical, some are discouraged and depressed. Some are preparing to transition into heaven. In all these ways and so many other ways, we suffer loss and diminishments, which are both our cross and our salvation. As sisters, we are all attempting to courageously move through this painful part of our history, living each day with a sense of abundance and purpose, while passing on our foundations in a spirit of generous stewardship. Even though we are experiencing loss in a new and profound way, I believe through it all we are answering a call to build the kingdom. In our own unique way, we, the Sisters of St. Francis, are leaving behind a richness of our mission, our charism, and an example to all of our commitment to the gospel. So, as I think about Jesus sending me out, what is my task? What's being expected of me right now? I think I'm being called to offer presence and listening, counseling, help with planning as I can, staying hopeful, even maintaining a sense of humor at times, and always focusing on blessing and gratitude. In this way, I believe I am proclaiming the kingdom of heaven. But even more, for me spiritually, it's a time to daily stand in solidarity with the suffering of the world, with people who experience the kind of loss and diminishments I cannot even begin to imagine. So, who are the lost in your world? Jesus, send us. We want to continue building your kingdom right here, right now, where we live, and with whom we share community. Blessings on this day.